The massive landslide in Oso, Washington, has shined a national spotlight on the damage this kind of natural disaster can cause. But geologists say they don't have the comprehensive data on landslides in most places. In fact, as Jessica Robinson reports, the most frequently cited statistic on landslides in the U.S. is out of date.
You may have heard this statistic. Landslides cause between $1 and $2 billion in damage every year and kill between 25 and 50 people. It's listed on the U.S. Geological Survey's website. It's also used by FEMA and state agencies. And it's been quoted in countless news reports about the Oso slide. Well, that statistic comes from a National Research Council paper. And that paper is almost three decades old.
And the reason is there's been no money out there to do current studies.
Scott Burns is a geologist with Portland State University. He says it's not just a lack of nationwide data on deaths or economic loss. There's also no one tracking where landslides happen, at least not at the national level. Some states, including Washington and Oregon, are using laser technology called LIDAR to create detailed maps showing landslide-prone areas. But they're ahead of most states. Idaho hasn't updated its landslide inventory map since 1991. Experts say another problem with not having current information about the cost of landslides, it's very difficult to buy landslide insurance. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.